Well, let's think about the reality of where the tithe began. The Hebrew people were tithing to what? The temple, right? Which is the same God that we worship today, right? And again, you know, we talked about the whole 10, 20, 23% stuff. So the reality is, yes, a tithe only goes to the church. A tithe only goes to the church. You see, the reality of the church is that God created her to be His presence in this world. And we are called to give tithes and offerings to God. Remember from last week again, tithes are the first fruits, right? The first 10%. And remember, offering is over and above that 10%. And that's where that language comes from in your bulletin, where it talks about tithes and offerings. Tithes is 10%. Offerings is like, for instance, one great hour of sharing this week. Or if some of you bring up some money for missions in the Holy Communion rail. That's the offering part of that. So in a literal sense, even more than 10% should go to the church first. If you haven't made it to 10% yet in your life, in your financial landscape of giving, then none of your money should really go anywhere else except to the church. When you can't give 10% to the church, how do you decide how much is right? Well, as much as you can give cheerfully and as much as you can give and feel good about it. Now, I have to tell you now that what I'm about to say through the years, because I've had this philosophy for several years now, some people passionately come up to me after the service almost every time and say, "Eric, I disagree with you terribly on this." So I'll just lift that up first of all. But you see, many would say that we need to plan and give 10% no matter what, and God will take care of the rest. Period. All right? God is faithful, they would claim. And honestly, I really do believe that. But I also realize how overwhelmingly difficult that is sometimes to take that step of faith. God has laid it out that 10% is the minimum that we need to have and give and to be faithful to that. However, I also think it's an attitude thing. Remember, I talked about that last week. Your decision has to be between you and God. We always need to work hard toward a tithe if we're not there yet, and I believe that God is faithful for the rest as far as whatever you're not tithing. Because you need to buy food for your family. You need to do whatever you need to do. I believe God is faithful to take care of you in that. Because I believe God wants us to stretch ourselves. Stretch ourselves. Every tither that I have ever met said that once they reached 10%, all of a sudden they were able to give 12. Maybe even 15. I've had a couple tell me that. However, if you think you can't give 10%, decide what you can give cheerfully and set the amount aside each month and write a check immediately to the church. That's the important part. Budget yourself, set that aside. And as some real nice folks said, come hell or high water, that money goes to the church. Because you know as well as I do that it's awful easy that that money will get eaten up if you don't do that, right? So budget that. And whatever you think you can afford, and if it's not 10%, next year, increase it by 1% or 2% or whatever. God will be faithful. Now, Paul in 1 Corinthians 16:2, I want you to write this down. I don't believe it's in your handout. 1 Corinthians 16:2, Paul talks about planning your gifts. So I'd like you to take a look at that. Also, I want you to look at 2 Kings 4, 1 through 7, about how God provides when we are faithful. 2 Kings 4, 1 through 7, and just read about how God is so faithful when we work our hardest to be faithful to God. Amen? So how does tithing impact our finances? Well, Luke 6:38 says this. Do you remember it? Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For the measure you give will be the measure you get back. It's interesting that Jesus kind of used a baker's type of metaphor here. What happens to flour whenever you cook with it?